Welcome to Pure Energy. To be a part of Pure Energy Group and workshops, connect to us on 902-969-1739. You can follow us on Facebook, Pure Energy Academy 777. Our website is www.pureenergyacademy.com.
Namaskar. I offer my gratitude to you for taking this journey along with me. I thank the energies of Maharishi and the consciousness to guide me to take you to this wonderful path and the journey. I wish to know your experiences from each audio meditations and explanations which I have given. What is important? The stages I have described to you will come and say that, Viralji, I have not experienced the stages that you have talked about. And some of you will definitely experience it. For those who have not experienced something in higher stages especially, where you have not been able to take the control of your senses and the mind, where senses are creating the experiences for you and you are not traveling or withdrawing your senses inward. The mind has created the meaning and the perceptions of the various stage and the states I have been talking about. And here is the caution. As this journey is taking and dissolving the forms into the energy and experiencing the energy at the level of the energy and not conceptualizing, not idealizing, not thinking, dropping all forms, well, the ideas that you have, if it carries in the any of the stages, that is an indication that you need to go back on some of the meditations and work with it. Repeat the meditations. As these meditations are for the Guru Purnima and it is to be best done on any Purnimas, I recommend a Jigyashu, that means one who is very thirsty, will find the water, will find the ways and means to sneak the time and focus on this energy and the consciousness and take this path. I'm sure this will definitely open up some cracks and dissolve the energies of obstacles, give you them some more possibilities and freedom. The mind wants things from the external world It will ask, what will I get? All that you need to do is to tell your mind that you will get more powers. And that's how your mind will travel with you. And at one point, the termination will happen automatically. I am not saying that you will not get material gains from these processes. The vast opportunities can be opened. The new way of living will be paved. If you find this journey is interesting and that you could take some steps with it and you want to go a little further and more, you cannot get enough from these experiences and you want to experience something more than that, well, I have said in one of my audio to you that I have taken the thread from Maharishi. So I can take you to the other thread of taking a journey to the Divya Shakti. So we directly encounter this energy in the first process that we do. And it is possible. And I've done it for thousands of people. They've experienced life there and then very differently. And when you encounter this energy, it is one of the most beautiful experiences. Though if you have not experienced before these energies, then it will take some time for you to sink with it. And within 3 days of the journey of Divya Shakti, people are just so excited about this process, where they open up new powers, new possibilities. They connect to themselves better. Remember, the happiness that you are seeking from an external object will never come. Only an internal journey will take you to the true happiness, true joy, true love, true peace. I have been teaching people about manifesting desires using parallel realities, using new methods. I give this knowledge free. But when it comes to Divya Shakti, I give a 3-day paid workshop. If you wish to be a part of any of these two programs or wish to go to experience some of the other energies for which I have recorded my audios, you can go to my website pureenergyacademy.com, and whichever audios that resonates with your consciousness, take a journey. I have gone ahead and opened up new ways of dealing with these energies. The energies of Shiva, the energies of Ganpati, the energies of Krishna, the energies of Devis. The ways to accelerate your life. How to work with your intentions. What you do tapping into the energies of Mahalakshmi in the 5 auspicious days of Diwali. All this is very easy for you. This opens up the like earth, you know, it's get ready for the cultivation and the ultimate experience. If you enjoyed this video, audios, I wish to listen from you. I also want to listen from you. The things which you have not liked or not understood, or somewhere your gates have not opened up in any of the audios. I'm sure out of all these, one or two or three will definitely open your gates. Start working with those gates. Start working with the gates which are still closed. And I only pray on this Guru Purnima that you find your own light within, and the light will lead you to the peace, tranquility, love, and joy. I sincerely thank Sri Vidya for guiding me and giving the voice on the mantras that I have chanted, and creating all the facilities and support. She is also on the path of enlightenment and gone beyond psychic powers. And it is very great of her to support. I sincerely thank my teammates. For facilitating the entire process for you. And I wish you best on this Guru Purnima. Remember, Guru Purnima is the best day where you can ride on the waves of energies and do these meditations. Take out time. Nothing is important than your well-being. Pure energy is always with you.